This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell. Good evening. Welcome to the broadcast, the Lindell Report, with your host, Mike Lindell. Mike will be joining us in just a moment, but not on this show. I mean, yes and no. He's going to join us on the Wayne Allen Root Show. Mike is going to be a guest on the radio show of and television show, the Lindell TV show as well, of Wayne Allen Root. We're going to carry it right here. And then at about the 6:30 Central Time slot, we'll go into a break, come back, and Mike will join us. We'll talk a little bit about what Mike talked about with Wayne and some other issues in the news. So let your friends know, tweet, text, email, Facebook, Gitter, whatever it is you do, let them know Mike Lindell is about to be a guest of Wayne Allen Root. Wayne has a new show with us on Lindell TV 2 each and every night at 6 p.m. Central Time. Half of it re-airs on Lindell TV 1 at what, 2 o'clock Central, Logan? 3 p.m. Central? What time is it, Logan? 3 Central. 3 Central. So we do 30 minutes of Wayne and 30 minutes of Roger on Lindell TV 1 from 3 to 4. But both of those guys are live on Lindell TV 2 each and every day. Wayne is live at 6 p.m. Central. Roger is live at 4 p.m. Central, both on Lindell TV 2. And so tonight, Mike Lindell will be the guest of Wayne Allen Root on Lindell TV 1 and 2 for the first 30 minutes. And then we'll come back in here on the Lindell Report and talk with Mike. Now, before we get to all that, we need to remind you, we're going and we are growing. Do you know we have millions, 4 to 5 million regular viewers that dip in and out of our programming? We know this from analytics. We know this from the amount of emails subscribing to our system and text alert. So we have a large audience, millions of people on a daily and weekly basis tuning in to all the various programs. And guess what? That costs a lot of money to pay for the bandwidth. And also, well, we've got a control room full of guys. I'm looking in the control room at 4 of them right now. And it, you know, this network does not run itself. If you appreciate what we're doing here at Lindell TV, if you appreciate what Mike is doing to fix 2020 and to save America, we need your support. We are a listener-supported network. Let me remind you a couple ways you can do that, as we're 4 minutes away from Mike Lindell being with Wayne Allen Root on both Wayne's show and right here on Lindell Report as we simulcast that. So a couple of ways you can support us is you can first go to mystore.com and get the My Coffee, and you can get it in light, medium, or dark roast. Light, medium, or dark roast. And you can get it in the whole bean. This is whole bean right here. Or you can get it in the bags that are already ground. Don't forget, we also have the coffee pods. The coffee pods have arrived. And I guess about 34% of you prefer the coffee pods. So that those sales, I guess, are going crazy. People loving those little round coffee pods. So again, the MyPillow coffee, organic. You don't have to worry about it being sprayed. It's got great taste. I've drink a couple cups a day, at least a couple. Non-GMO, low acidity. You're going to love it. And again, it's also a great way to support Lindell TV, Mike's work, and keep all of this going. So please go to mystore.com, go to mystore.com, and use that promo code L77. You'll save about 25% when you do that. So use that code L77, and you'll save about 25% on your order. Also over at MyPillow.com, or you can go to frankspeech.com and click on the top banner at the top, the menu bar at the top for the online store. But when you go to MyPillow.com, you'll find a lot of specials there. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, robes, mattress toppers. And again, use that promo code L77 and you'll save. And it also denotes that you like watching Lindell TV and you want to support the work of Mike Lindell, Lindell TV, and the 2,500 plus employees at MyPillow.com. So again, we appreciate your support because we are a listener-supported network, okay? And then don't forget about LindellLegalFund.org, LindellLegalFund.org. Remember, Mike is in court. We're counting on these judges to help save America, to do the right thing by the Constitution. and our state constitutions, the U.S. Constitution and the state constitutions, by state law. We're counting on them to uphold the rule of law. We love the rule of law. You know, we love the constitutional rule of law. The left and many within our government, the deep state, want to paint conservatives as being domestic terrorists, that we're somehow a threat to America. No, Americans, patriots, Christians, conservatives, we love law and order. We like the law. We love the law. We understand what the purpose of the law is. Romans 13, reward the righteous and punish the wicked. We're not into lawlessness. We're not into violence. We do believe in the God-given and constitutional right of self-defense. That's the Second Amendment. But we want to respect law enforcement and our military and the different government agencies that uphold the rule of law, the purpose of law. And sadly, in America today, we are really no longer under the rule of law. That's even what my friend Terry Turchi, the former Deputy Assistant Director of the Counterterrorism Division of the FBI, has said. We're no longer under the rule of law. He said it right here on the show. So Mike is in court trying to reestablish the rule of law when it comes to the issue of voting. And as you know, whether it's in Arizona or whether it is now in Alabama, they have filed the legal paperwork to have these machines thrown out to show the fraud that's being done with them. So you can go to LindellLegalFund.org and help support that cause. LindellLegalFund.org. So there are just a few ways you can support the work of Mike Lindell and what he's doing. All right, let's go to Wayne Allen Root.
Warning, the root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada, otherwise known as Sin City. And rolling out all over this great country on USA Radio, as well as in this hour, the second hour of my show, Mike Lindell Television, Lindell TV 2. Today we're on Lindell TV 1 and Lindell TV 2 with a very special guest. Mike Lindell himself has graciously agreed to appear on our show today. I think we've got him on both audio and video. We've got the Skype set up, so hopefully we've got him on both. But he is the inventor, creator, CEO of MyPillow, one of the great companies in America, one of my heroes. When I think about my heroes nowadays, by the way, I think of Ronald Reagan, I think of Donald Trump, I think of Ron DeSantis, who I think is the greatest governor in America, and I think of great conservative capitalist businessmen who put their entire business and money and lives on the line and put their money where their mouth is, and there isn't a very long list. And at the top of that list is Mike Lindell, who risked everything to talk about the stolen election and the greatness of Donald Trump and fight for this country and fight for capitalism. Without further ado, Mr. Pillow himself and the owner and founder of this network that we're on, Lindell One and Lindell TV Two. Mike Lindell, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you?
Well, thanks, Wayne. And it's an honor to be on your show. And welcome to Lindell TV and Frank's speech. Everybody's been talking about your show. I figure I better get on it before everybody's on it. I haven't been on it.
Well, there's a lot to talk about with you because you and I are very simpatico on a lot of issues. But the number one issue, of course, is capitalism. I love capitalism. I've been fighting for it on TV, on radio, and in my own business life because I'm one of the very few media people in America, Mike, who is a businessman and CEO of a publicly traded company. And my life has been about business, and I just happen on the side as a hobby to have national radio and national TV shows talking about politics. So like you, I'm in the political world, but I'm really in the business world. So I love capitalism, and I do believe the 2020 election was absolutely stolen. I believe the legitimate president of this country is President Donald J. Trump, who, like you, is a friend of mine, a personal friend, and we see each other a lot. He's on this show all the time on my radio show, and I'm going to try and bring him on Lindell TV as soon as I can. hopefully in the next month or so. And I believe that the legitimate president of the United States is Trump and the illegitimate president is Joe Biden. And they stole the election. It's very scary. And did you hear that Thursday Biden is doing an address to the nation to tell everyone what bad people you and I are because we must be domestic terrorists. We're against democracy and we want to ruin the country. You know about that?
No, I don't. But it doesn't surprise me. You know, this comes on the heels. I just had the Moment of Truth summit and we had all 50 states up there. One of the things we talked about was all these people, they're just citizens. There's mothers, fathers, and then you have physicists. There were doctors there. There were sheriffs there, businessmen there. All this is what we were before this the biggest crime in history. And now you have the biggest cover up for the biggest crime in history. So it doesn't surprise me. They're very desperate now, Wayne. We came out, we've been, as we speak today, we're down in Alabama doing a judge is looking at a preliminary injunction to remove the machines of Alabama. We're doing these all over the country. They know.
That'd be great.
They're very desperate is what they are. And they,
Mike, I'm scared to death.
Go ahead,
Mike.
Yeah, I was just doing a video right before I came on your show. I'm going to miss my first rally in Pennsylvania. I was talking to the president yesterday, of course, our real president, and I told him he's going to, you know, I'm doing a video at the rally. Usually I speak at every one of the rallies, and I was just doing the getting my speech ready I did for Pennsylvania. And what it starts out, I love attacking the fake news and all that there, but I love putting stats out. And I said, one of the things in Pennsylvania, they have a law in Pennsylvania, you can't turn in your electors if you have more votes than voters. And that's what they had, more votes than voters. Well, where's common sense? I mean, it's like being in the Twilight Zone. You know, you say Biden's going to come out and say, anybody that questioned the election is a, you know, insurrectionist or something or a traitor, you know.
Yeah.
It's, but people see through
it's
that.
Terrible.
This has been a uniting of our country.
You know what I was gonna,
it really has.
What I was going to say to you, Mike, is that, you know, I'm 61 years old right now. But
so
when I was a kid, so 40 years ago. Hey, oh, great. Congratulations. Same age. We made it. But when I was a kid 40 years ago, I was 21, just got out of Columbia. I met a guy worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And the first thing he said to me is, kid, here's my advice. If you want to be rich, you got to read the Wall Street Journal every day, and you got to read the opinion section, the editorial section of the Wall Street Journal. And for 40 years, I did that, and I always loved it till Trump came along, and they became so anti-everything I believe in. They only believe in big business. They don't care about small business. They don't care about the little guy or gal. They don't care about the middle class. They don't care about the working class. There's this division in America. And so yesterday I called up the Wall Street Journal and I canceled my subscription. For the first time in 40 years, I don't read the Wall Street Journal anymore. That's how bad it's gotten.
Yep, absolutely. That's the biggest thing we've been up against, everybody. And, you know, thank God for all these new platforms now. But I just, you look at the media, let me just tell you, the Moment of Truth Summit I had a week and a half ago, I went through that weekend. And since there, even the fake news media has not attacked me. It's complete silence. I call it going Fox on someone. Fox News and Newsmax are the worst. They don't talk about anything. They're like a weather channel that won't report hurricanes or tornadoes. But the bad media, when the bad media doesn't attack you, then you know you're right over target because I use the bad media all the time. I let them attack me. And then when they do, I get the word out. Well, at the Moment of Truth Summit, here's how deep this goes. I bought AdWords to get the word out for that summit. And AdWords on Google, Bing, Yahoo, and DuckDuck. All of them silenced me over the weekend. My bill would have been about $50,000. It was less than $500. If you Googled Mike Lindell or Moment of Truth Summit, it was nothing on there. Now, and then the media, now I have friends, I called up from Jim Acosta on down, I have about 200 journalists in my phone, and I called them up, I said, hey, you guys, aren't you going to report anything? Aren't you going to report this? None of them would answer my call, except for two. Both of them told me, Wayne, straight out, They're not allowed to do a story on me right now. They got orders to
not. Of course.
I mean, that's.
Of course.
That's like suppression at its best.
Mike, you do realize I was banned for life from Twitter. I'm shadow banned on Facebook, so no one can find me. I had a massive following on three other social media sites. They all went out of business because they were deplatformed. They deplatformed the place where I do all my writing, Gateway Pundit, which is one of the busiest conservative websites in America, but they deplatformed them, so they can't get any coverage on Facebook or Google, and yet they still get monstrous coverage, but probably half of what would be if they weren't deplatformed. And then I was the number one anchor man on Newsmax and had the number one show on Newsmax in the primetime position with Bill O'Reilly as my co-host three nights a week, and they fired me because the things I say, which are all conservative and patriotic, and then Newsmax and Fox News. I was a great guest on Fox News all the time. They won't let me on at all anymore because I'm against the vaccine. They won't even let me on Fox News. I've been banned from Fox News. This is what goes on. If you believe the election was stolen, you believe there's a communist radical attack on America, and you believe the vaccine is bad for people and they should have a right to choose and no mandates, you can't get on any of these programs anymore. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's pure communism. We skipped right over socialism to communism. And one of the things where we're at right now, and I've been since day one saying we have to, since I got evidence on January 9th, we have to get rid of the machines. Wayne, I'll give you a lot of hope here. I believe the judges and the sheriffs are going to bring our country back. These judges, as we're going around to get rid of these machines, they're actually looking at it. Remember, a year and a half ago, no judge looked at any evidence, and they went because I believe they were in fear. They have families, you know, they have families, friends, grandchildren. Who would want to be the first judge? But you look at the judges are now slowing the destruction of our country. Look at the great judge that made in Florida. She said, those masks on airplanes are nonsense.
Yes. Yeah.
And it changed history.
Right.
How about the judge that
Fabulous.
Said... How about when Biden came out and said, if you have 100 people in your company, you've got to become a junkie and take shots. A judge said, no, that's against our Constitution. I mean, Roe v. Wade, right in the middle of all this, that comes out. Judges are getting braver, and we need to encourage them. We need to pray for them. We need to pray for their families, that people around them would encourage them just to be judges and not kick things out for standing.
Hey, Mike, we're taking a quick break. When we get back, we'll have another segment with the great Mike Lindell, the founder and the CEO and the owner of MyPillow and the owner of this network, frankspeech.com. If you want to watch my show, it's on Lindell 2 every single day, Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific, Wayne Allyn, raw and unfiltered, because that's what I am, man. Every day in my personal life, my private life, and my public life, I'm raw and unfiltered. I tell raw truth. I tell like it is. I don't care who it offends, just like Mike Lindell. And, of course, my show reruns on Lindell 1 every day, 4 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Pacific. My guest coming up, Roger Stone, after Mike Lindell. By the way, where do you reach me? RootForAmerica.com is my website, WayneRoot@gmail.com. We'll be right back. More with the great Mike Lindell.
If someone told you that you could change your life, change your entire life in 88 days, would you do it? Would you believe it?
We are John and Chelsea Jubilee. What would you say if we told you that you could reverse diabetes, high blood pressure,
or most any other disease without painful exercises in just 88 days?
I didn't even think I'd cry talking about that.
It's okay.
But honestly, it was really cool to be able to get my life back.
We have a breakthrough science of intercellular hydration.
Don't miss your opportunity to get well. We know that almost everybody out there is selling false hope, that everyone is selling a diet, but every diet works for a minute. But life is longer than a minute. But you need something that's sustainable.
We have been helping people for over 25 years with this breakthrough science of intercellular hydration.
You will lose fat fast, including that killer visceral fat. Chronic dehydration is the root cause of most illnesses. We want to encourage you, go log on to our website. Watch these amazing testimonials. They sound too good to be true.
Every day we hear someone that says, it sounded too good to be true, but it worked for me.
Had their kidney function down to 60%, that's irreversible kidney damage. No getting that back. Except it did. My kidney function came back
88 days, what could you expect? What I didn't expect. My acid reflux I had for over 20 years is completely gone.
It's okay to be skeptical, but don't miss your opportunity to be your best you ever now.
So log on to energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them and I personally buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver that you could put in your IRA, SEP IRA, or have it delivered right to your door, 100% insured. When it comes time to sell, Gold Gate Capital makes it easy for you. They'll buy the metals back from you if you ever decide to sell. So, call Goldgate Capital toll-free at 855-770-GOLD today. Tell them Wainwright sent you, and they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. The one thing you can count on to protect what you have worked so hard for is physical gold and silver. So don't wait. Call Goldgate Capital now. Toll-free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-4653. $15,000 in free silver is possible on your first order. So what are you waiting for? 855-770-GOLD.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and due to your incredible support, the original My Slippers are almost completely sold out. As a special thank you, I am launching my brand new all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get all my new footwear for as low as $29.98. My all-season slippers are made with my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slipper. They're finished with a breathable fabric so you can wear them all year round. And my new slides and sandals are made with patented impact gel, making them ultra comfortable and extremely durable. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98 with your promo code. This is an introductory offer and it won't last long, so order now.
Wayne Alaroo, USA Radio, The Root, The Root, The Root's on fire, as well as Lindell TV every day at this time, 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, the great Mike Lindell, is my guest. And so it's only fitting that the sponsor of this segment is MyPillow, and you use promo code WAR for Wayne Allen Root. That was the name I was born with, by the way. We're not making it up. It's not a showbiz name. Wayne Allen Root, my initials are WAR. And so you use those initials, WAR, at MyPillow/WAR to save up to 66%. And they've got all kinds of great products. Let me tell you my two favorites, because they sent me a sample of everything. I love them all. You know, I've got the mattress topper, and I've got the pillows, and I've got the towels, and I've got them all. But my two favorites are the slippers. The My Slippers are the most amazing slippers that my wife Cindy and I have ever put on our feet in our entire life. And the second thing is the dog beds. The My Pillow dog beds are amazing. And Bubba, my 100-pound golden doodle, is so happy. He, like, stays in the bed. He, like, collapses into it. The bed just deflates, and he's 100 pounds on it. and he sleeps till 9 in the morning. I used to get up at 6 and lick my face and say, I want to go for a walk. And now he sleeps till 9 in the morning. So I'm up at 6, and for the next 3 hours when I come back, he's still in the dog bed. He loves his MyPillow dog bed. We'll call it the My Bubba dog bed. So go to MyPillow. Great stuff. Use the promo code WAR or just go to MyPillow/WAR and save up to 66%. We're back with the man who created and invented MyPillow, the great Mike Lindell, the CEO himself and the CEO of this network as well. Mike, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on again, Alan. This is our Wayne. This is awesome.
All right, so there was a county commission race in Georgia just recently, and a Democrat woman lost, came in last place, didn't make the runoff. And tell everybody what happened and how that literally looks vis-a-vis the 2020 election when Democrats say it's all above board, nothing to worry about, don't even think about it, it's all perfect. Tell everybody what happened, Mike Lindell.
You know, Wayne, I actually told our great president this the other day, too. In Georgia, this lady and her husband, now there, it was a Democrat race, three Democrats, and she woke up on May 25th and she had zero votes in her own precinct. Zero. Absolutely zero. And she goes, honey, we voted for each other, right? We voted for, and she goes, you know, they should have gave her, Wayne, they should have gave her two votes. She wouldn't have had a leg to stand on, right? So anyway, they did something. It was pretty amazing, everybody. It was a two-day audit. They did it in 2 days. They opened up the machines. They did a hand count, compared the two, go, you really got 3,700 votes, which catapulted her from third place to first place. Now, and now there's another lady three counties over, another Democrat. And this Democrat got 1,600 votes. And everyone goes, well, so what happened there? Well, there's one big problem. She wasn't on the ballot. So 2 months prior, she had dropped out of the race 2 months prior. But now she wasn't on the ballot on the machines or the paper, okay? So what it was when they do their little programming on the back end and who they're going to give to what with their little algorithms, they still put her name in there. And Crooked Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State of Georgia, who, by the way, is a crooked Republican, and what he did, here's what he said, everybody. He said there was a programming error. Well, okay, Brad. Well, all these things that went on in Georgia in the primaries, how about your own race, Brad? Brad polled at 36% the night before the election, and we watch it in real time now, everybody.
He won in a landslide.
Yep. And he won by 51%. Now, let me tell you something.
Ridiculous.
What they're doing, everybody, is just like the Kerry Lake race in Arizona. We watched her race. You can watch in real time them stealing her election. And then I was on the phone with her 11 o'clock at night. The machines are stealing it. And we told everyone in Arizona, vote the same day. So they did. Most of them voted the same day.
Physically.
Now at 11 o'clock at night, the real votes started coming in, the real people that voted. She started catching up. By 2 o'clock in the morning, she was up by 12,000 votes. They shut the machines down, shut down the county. They put paper up on the windows again in Maricopa County. And they go, what are we going to do now? There was 90,000 votes left, so they didn't have enough to steal it. And they had to give it to Kerry Lake.
Right. And that's our only hope in the midterm and in 2024 with President Trump. There are ways to beat the rigging and to beat the stealing, but we got to come out in numbers that they cannot overcome. That's what Trump did in 16, and then they got ready for him in 20 with all the fake mail-in ballots and no voter ID. Unbelievable story. Hey, Mike Lindell, it went so quick. I want to have you come back and do a whole hour show with me in the next couple of weeks. I hope you'll do that, and we'll have a lot of fun. Mike, thank you for coming on the show.
All right, thanks, Wayne, and God bless you all, you guys. Wayne's a great addition to Lindell TV. God bless you.
Thanks for putting me on, Mike. I owe you. You are the best. My mentor, Mike Lindell. What a great guy. Lindell TV. Check it out.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Coffee. I get products all the time from entrepreneurs for my new platform, MyStore.com. And when I tried My Coffee for the first time, I was blown away. It is the best coffee I've ever had in my life. I spent the last 4 months doing my due diligence, and this family-owned business micromanages every step from the fields to the cup to ensure the best quality coffee you're ever going to have. It starts with the beans that are grown in Honduras. Honduras's volcanic soil and humid climate make the perfect growing conditions for coffee plants, which produce the best beans ever. Then each batch is tested for its aroma, taste, and other aspects to meet the highest standards in the coffee industry. And after that, it goes into production, which is all done right here in the USA. It's like you're getting that small batch specialty coffee, but delivered right to your front door. So go to mystore.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code and you'll get your very own My Coffee for 25% off. You guys all know that I've traveled the country for the past year and a half. I've stayed in hundreds of hotels. I've tried every coffee out there. Well, some of the coffees have that terrible aftertaste, some that leave me jittery, or I get an upset stomach. Well, My Coffee is different. It's the richest, smoothest, best coffee I've ever had. My Coffee comes in a variety of flavors. You get them ground or whole bean. Plus, it's certified organic and non-GMO. I guarantee it'll be the best coffee you've ever had. So go to mystore.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get My Coffee for 25% off. And I'm going to give you deep discounts on all My Store products. That's mystore.com. It's my new platform for USA entrepreneurs. Please order now. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and due to your incredible support, the original My Slippers are almost completely sold out. As a special thank you, I am launching my brand new all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get all my new footwear for as low as $29.98. My all-season slippers are made with my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slipper. They're finished with a breathable fabric so you can wear them all year round. And my new slides and sandals are made with patented impact gel, making them ultra comfortable and extremely durable. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98 with your promo code. This is an introductory offer and it won't last long, so order now. Hello, everybody. I'm back from I was on the Wayne Allyn Root Show, and we're back here. I'll get centered here on the Lindell Report. On Brandon, I was just doing my I had to do three. By the way, you're very dark on your studio.
Hey, okay. Nobody lightened me up. Are you serious? I've only asked three times, guys.
But anyway, I'm doing you guys, I had to do I told the president I can't make it to the rally. I have a family annual family thing we're doing this weekend, and I can't make it. I'm the Pennsylvania rally, Brandon. Think of that. It's going to be so amazing. This is right. There you go. You're looking good, Brandon. We can see you. Welcome. Welcome.
Men love darkness. Men love darkness rather than light. I don't.
Guys, I'm so particular. I'm texting Brandon at like 2 in the morning. Hey, you're a little dark on the TV, you know. But they, in fact, I'm looking at mine. I think my camera is they've moved it or adjusted it. It probably looks better back here, huh?
Oh, you look good no matter what.
No, it looks blurry to me, but that's just me.
Well, I don't know. I got my reading glasses on from that far, so everything looks blurry.
It looks like you. I guess it's okay. Anyway, so the rally, I'm doing the, I get to do I'm doing a speech that they're going to play at the rally, and I was just doing that before the show here. And I'll tell you guys.
What are you going to talk about? What are you going to talk about?
Well, gee, everybody, could it be Meltdown the Machines? You know, I told everybody, by the way, I was just on Wayne Allyn Root. He's on Lindell TV 2, everybody, and he's opposite me in the programming. And I, you know, I think that's fine. I, you know, if you guys.
He wanted to be in my time slot, and I said I didn't want the competition. I put him in yours.
Yeah, well, yeah. But see, I always talk, you talk about different things. I'm on one topic, and one topic. We got to get rid of the machines. And save our country. And so a lot of the regulars here that are watching this, if you need a little variety, switch over. I have no problem switching over to Wayne. He's great. Remember, he came, you guys, from Newsmax. What did he do on Newsmax? He spoke out against the vaccines. He spoke out against the machines. He spoke out for our great President Donald Trump. And Newsmax wouldn't have of that. Chris Ruddy said, no, you're not working here anymore. Just like he did to Emerald Robinson. Chris Ruddy's the owner of Newsmax, everybody. You know, it's disgusting.
Wayne told me he didn't get any warning or nothing. He got no warning, he said, is what he told me. He was just like, boom, you're done.
You know, Chris Ruddy, Newsmax, Fox, we were talking about that on Wayne's show. You guys, this is what we're up against. Fox News, we know, is in on it. But Chris Ruddy, shame on Chris Ruddy. I got more Alan Duke news. Alan Duke, you guys, he's the lead story. He runs Lead Stories. I really need you all to, reach out to Alan Duke and say, hey, Alan, why don't you help save our country instead of being the biggest traitor this country's ever known? What he does, people, is he covers up Facebook. He's the Facebook fact checker, fake fact checker. That's what he is, a fake fact checker. And Twitter, and he works for Mark Zuckerberg. And, you'd think that you would realize you're caught, Alan Duke. You're caught, Alan. You are caught. I'm not going to let up on him because he had his chance, everybody. We gave him the evidence. We gave him the Mesa County, the Tina Peters evidence that was there and said, look at this. Help save your country. Remember, Brandon, remember everybody watching. This is what's inside the machines. Let me tell you what we all have. Anybody that wants to argue out there, the evidence. Let's just talk about the evidence, everybody. Okay, let's start with A. Remember, I have 32 terabytes of evidence from Dennis Montgomery that I was given to on January 9th of 2021. That's the evidence at the Cyber Symposium that I put out there, the metadata. We could not put the PCAPs down because we were warned the night before the third day, do not drop the PCAPs. There's a government gag order. They don't want you to put it out there and all this stuff. Well, everybody, if you watch the Moment of Truth Summit, one of the last segments, it'll tell you all Dennis's credentials. It's going to tell you that we're in Nevada right now trying to get that gag order lifted. The government doesn't want you to see that because it's a video, basically a movie of November 3rd, 2020 to November 6th. It's collected data everywhere. Everywhere, Brandon. We got it all. Now, if that ain't enough, okay, now here's what else we have. Remember, they don't want you to see what's inside the machines. Well, we got right here on Frank's speech, you can go to it's a little square that says inside the machines. And there is the Mesa County data before they deleted it, all of Colorado illegally. They had to preserve evidence. They are preserve evidence in all their lawsuits. And they have to keep that anyway for 22 months. You can't delete that. It's a crime. But they did. So they're not only caught in a crime that Dominion committed and Jenna Griswold, the Secretary of State of Colorado, they committed a crime, Brandon. They deleted this, the evidence. They deleted the 2020 election. But there was a backup taken, not just with Tina, but other ones too. Backups were taken. But we have her backup. And it's right here on Frank's speech. So anybody that has that's a cyber guy, or even a wannabe cyber guy, can go there and have a ball and go, wow! And here's the report from the cyber experts that looked at this. Here's their whole report written in English. It's not written in cyber language. There it is, and it tells you. Here's what happened during the 2020 election. It was manipulated, and yes, it was stolen. Then you have another election in the same machine. This is a Dominion machine. Another one that shows that their county election, I believe it was their county commissioners or board or something. It was, I think, five of them. All of them were stolen. It's right there in the machines, Brandon. It shows it all. But guess what, everybody? We got more. There's more, Brandon. We have four other images we have access to from our four other inside the machines, everybody. Remember, I have all the data outside the machines. Think of it as a camera watching the whole bank robbery from up here. Now we have, they've always hid what's inside the machines. Four other states and machines, one of them being, can everybody say it's ES&S? ES&S machines out of Omaha, Nebraska. They've been around stealing elections since 1998. They should put an ad up. Would you like to win your election? Are you tired of losing? Call us here in Omaha at ES&S. We will dial you in an election. What would you like to win by? Would you like to use the old algorithms that Clinton Curtis has, 5149? Remember, Clinton, we had him on stage. He's the Democrat that voted for Biden, and he's agreed with me to go around the country now. He wants to get rid of the machines and get the Democrats on board to get rid of the machine because they had their elections stolen in the early 2000s. But I could do an ad for ES&S. Would you like to use the Clinton algorithm, the first one of 5149, or would you like to blow out your opponent like Brian Kemp? Would you like to just go for it? Tell us what you'd like. You pay a little extra for a blowout, you know. Let us know. Give us a call in Omaha, Nebraska, your hometown corrupt machine company. You know, don't remember, folks, Dominion came in from Canada, and we actually sold Dominion, Diebold, and we're the ones that sold Dominion and started, or ES&S sold to Diebold to some of their company to Dominion after they were breaking antitrust laws. So, man, I could do all kinds of ads for them. Are you tired of your state always going blue? Are you tired of your state always going red? Give us a call here in Omaha, Nebraska, home of ES&S corrupt machines. You know, and you know what? We do recycle. We take our old machines and we sell them to Dominion. You know, you know, we reuse the same machines because it doesn't matter what year they were, the machine came from. It's all the software that goes inside. We guarantee you a win. We're ES&S, Omaha, Nebraska. You know, what an ad. We should do that. You know, do those ads for them. So corrupt. So anyway, we have all that, everybody. Then we have, because of all of you out there, we still have three more days, everybody, to get the cast vote records.
And those go to castvoterecords at frankspeech.com.
Yeah, castvoterecords at frankspeech.com. You can email us the castvote records you already have, or you go to Frank Speech now and you click on Save My County. Okay? Save My County. If you want to pull that up, Brandon, we'll show people where to go.
Yes.
And
all right, here we are, boys.
Right, there we go, a little down. You see that? Save your county, okay? You click on that, and you go down. There's the instructions. Get those cast vote records. On September 3rd, they're going to delete them. That 22 months is up, everybody. But because of all you, we got in thousands over the last few days. But we only got a few days left. When's September 3rd? Saturday? When is September 3rd?
Yep.
Pull it back up, Brandon, to the main thing there. Go back a page. Go back. What? Saturday. So you guys, go to your county clerk. I'm going to tell you one more thing here as long as you're here. Remember, the Moment of Truth Summit right there, everybody. If you click on the everything from the Moment of Truth is there all the way to the bottom. Oh, and there's the, and you know, everything's there from start to finish if you missed any segment. You guys can share these segments everywhere. You, that's your homework. Just share, share, share. Get the word out. So anyway, we have, Brandon, we have now the cast vote records. We also have thousands and thousands and thousands in all 50 states of canvassing that have been done to show 100% that the machines, that there was a crime committed in every single county. You can go right to your county commissioner or sheriff, everybody. You can do this. If you know your county sheriff or your commissioner, go up to him and say, hey, in our county, look at this. We have. You can also reach us at Cause of America, and we'll give you the digital canvassing for your county, and you can show your own county. Yeah, we had 560 non-residents have voted. You guys, that's a crime. They didn't do it. They used their names. You know, and you show your sheriff, hey, sheriff, this happened here. You know what? Even if you have nothing right now, go to your sheriff and say, hey, you know what? we had crime happen in our county, and we don't want those machines. We do not want them voting machines or these computers in our county. We want to save our county. You guys are friends with your county sheriff. All of you out there, go to him and say, or your county commissioners, either one or both. Say, we the citizens want these machines gone. And if they're uneducated, you know what? You tell them to watch the Moment of Truth Summit right here at Frank's Beach. They're your sheriff and their commissioner. They need to watch that. They don't have to watch all 50 states. They could watch maybe the state that they're in and then go right to the bottom. Go to the bottom where it says cast vote records, and you got all the things down there of the machine crime, of the Curtis, that we have an actual plan down there. It's the last four or five videos. Educate them, you guys. If you're, we have to get rid of these. We're coming down to the wire. But I'm very excited though, because I think it looks very promising. We were in Alabama today, everybody. I just got a report out of Alabama. Remember, we're doing preliminary injunctions too. That's another reason we need those cast vote records. We weren't able to be in Alabama today at the hearing, and neither was RSBN. We do have reporters there that I have on the ground, and let's see what we got here. This just came in. This judge down there, remember, this is a preliminary injunction to get rid of the machines in Alabama, okay? Remember old horrible John Merrill down there, the Secretary of State, when I brought him all this? I said, John, look at this. This is Secretary of State. He's a Republican of Alabama. I said, John, I went down there many times, and I said, John, look at this. You have 4,000-some people that voted here over 120 years old. And remember I told you, Brandon, what did he say to me?
We live good down here in Alabama.
That's exactly what he said. We live real good here in Alabama, don't we, Mike? I said, John, that's not funny. You know, and we showed him all the corrupt machines he has, all the corruption down there. John's tried to cover it up. John's got ties to China.
Here it is right here. Alabama Secretary of State John H. Merrill named chairman of the USHCA Economic Development Committee. And you do the old control F, and there you go, China. The United States Heartland China Association has recently named Alabama Secretary.
Yeah, John Merrill is, I believe he's as corrupt as they come, because otherwise, why would you hide this from your people? What he did when those machines down there, when they went to check them out, Brandon, the citizens were putting this paper through and they fake ballots, and they weren't catching them, the machines. So John called around and he said, don't let the people come in anymore and do that. Stop them. You know, he's on recording. I haven't played it yet. We're probably going to do it. I hope they did it in that hearing down there. But anyway, we went after John Merrill in the state of Alabama, everybody, to get rid of the machines. And you know what John said, Brandon?
What?
He said, you know what? You tell Mike Lindell, I'm 28 of 28 lawsuits against me, and this will be number 29. You know, he just bragged it up. You know, John, how about caring about your state? How about, instead of making about you, John Crook and Merrill, why don't you make it about your state, your people that probably voted you in, but probably not, Brandon, now that he's got ties to China. He probably got selected through the crooked machines, too.
Well, I just found this while you were talking. Look at this. This is November 4th. 2021. Here he is holding a video conference. John Merrill holding a video conference with one of the ministers over there in China.
Yeah, John Merrill's very crooked, very ties to China, covering up the crimes committed in Alabama. Right? They told me in Alabama we used to be the number one most corrupt state, and now it dropped to number four. And I don't know how that could be, because John Merrill's still there. So I don't know. These are the citizens telling me. I don't know where they got this state. No, it's incredible. It's incredible. The races that were stolen in the primaries in Alabama are incredible. And the irregularities that we've seen, that we found. But I want to tell you down there, the judge today in Alabama, they started early this morning. The judge started in the morning. He heard the arguments for and against dismissal, and the judge said they had 1 hour of court time left. That was at 4:16. That's per the judge. Now there was a big recess, at 5:17, Brandon. Then they went back for the governor's testimony. The judge had invited everyone back tomorrow afternoon for closing arguments. Now, I don't know. I had lawyers down there. Maybe you can go check on this, Caitlin, and find out if our lawyers or what's going on, because our lawyers had to be back. You might want to find out what happened. I'm a little concerned that what they pulled in Alabama, they made it a two-day testimony.
And in fact, I just found this. This was 2 weeks ago. Former Alabama governor Don Singelman supports lawsuit to block use of electronic voting machines.
Wait, hold on. Now what? No.
Yeah, this is dated August 19th. Former Alabama governor Don Singelman.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, then that was on our side, everybody. That's the governor here. Okay, now I get it. It said, going back in now for Governor Singelman's testimony. So he's against the machines, right?
Yeah, he's the former governor. The headline in MSN, former governor of Alabama, wow. Don Singelman, supports lawsuit to block use of electronic voting machines.
Wow, that's awesome. And by the way, everybody.
Look why. He says, I quote, I personally experienced how votes can be electronically manipulated, end quote. This is what he said in his declaration. He said, unofficial results on election night in November of 2002, oh, look how far back, initially showed Singelman, the Democratic incumbent that year, narrowly defeating Republican challenger Bob Riley. But late in the evening, Baldwin County officials said a computer glitch had skewed the totals. They said Singelman had received about 6,000 fewer votes than shown on a summary given to news outlets and campaign representatives. That meant Riley won by about 3,000 votes, or 0.2% out of 1.3 million votes cast. Quote, it was physically impossibility. It was a physical impossibility that thousands of votes could have simply disappeared from my vote total and no other candidate be impacted, end quote, Singelman says in the declaration. Then Baldwin County probate judge Adrian Jones said at the time that the final tote was, quote, accurate and supportable and defendable, end quote. Singelman asked for a statewide recount, but then Attorney General Bill Pryor said it would be illegal to unseal ballot boxes for that purpose. Hey, wait a minute. That fits with what the Attorney General in Texas, Ken Paxton, said, no, we can do that in our state for this kind of purpose.
That's right.
Legal wrangling went on for almost 2 weeks before Singelman conceded, saying a prolonged dispute would hurt the state. So this guy, a Democrat, fell on his sword for the sake of the state, but here he is joining in, a Democrat, get rid of the machines because his vote was stolen in 2002.
Well, that's just like we had a Democrat on, Clayton, everybody. I'm going to be going down. Or Clint Curtis, I'm sorry, Clint Curtis. I'm going to be going down and are they not seeing?
No, that's not.
Okay. It says it right here on my phone.
I just talked to Andrew.
Okay. All right. Anyway, so what we have, Clint Curtis, everybody, it's right here on Frank's Speech. Remember, he was the one that wrote the first cheating algorithms, 5149, back in 2000. The Democrats have wanted these machines gone. Brandon, that is great news that we had a Democrat up there. Yep. My attorneys didn't even tell me about it.
Hey, well.
They're surprising me. I'll tell you what, you guys, if all of you out there, I'm going to tell all of you out there right now, you want to help this country, you can go to Lindell, put it up, Brandon, on the screen, okay. The Lindell Legal Offense Fund. We really need help. These attorneys are paying. These are preliminary injunctions. These aren't defending Mike Lindell's cases. These are helping to save our country. And we need funding. These guys need funding. All these states out there that we're going to, it's the LindellLegalFund.org. You guys go there. This is going on the offense, everybody. We got to get these machines gone and get our country back. And even if you click it, Brandon, you can give even $5. Go ahead and go to the next page. You guys, right there, even $5, $10, whatever it is. What is it, $10? What's the minimum, Brandon?
The minimum is $25.
$25. You know what? Give $25. You get a free book. I'll throw in a free book right there.
Or you can do other. Or you can just click other and put in whatever amount you want.
You can do other. Whatever you want there. It says $10 is the minimum there.
And if you prefer to use a mailing address, there's a mailing address.
Look at that right there. Go back up there, Brandon. That is it $10? Look at right there. Okay, $10. You enter my. If you even if you do $10, look at that. You get a free copy of my book. We need help. This would be great. I don't usually ask for anything. I've been doing it all myself. But you know what? We need your help. Not all myself. A lot of you have donated us to the Offense Fund, and I thank each and every one of you. But we are going after these states now from the ground up, these preliminary injunctions, and we have to get rid of these machines. If you're out there and you put money into people's campaigns, that, you know, I'm talking about you guys that put a lot of money into campaigns or even some money. That's great, but you know what? It won't mean anything when they steal it with the machines this fall. We're going to have people watching, cyber guys I pay. I have so many on the payroll now that are watching these elections, that are watching in real time so they don't get taken. So you guys, we really need your help. I'm going to do a big push. Put it up there again. The Lindell Legal Offense Fund, everybody. Please help out. The Lindell Legal Offense Fund. Even $10. Anyone that donates, I'll give you a book, a free copy of the book. This would really help out. I don't usually do that, but I just remember, you know, now we want to do all these states. A lot of these states, they don't have the people out there that are doing their preliminary injunctions. We've gotten lawyers. We have a couple right now that we're going to go into. I believe it's going to be, it could either be Louisiana, Texas, or South Dakota, or all three. But that takes money for these lawyers, and I think I had a team of at least three down there in Alabama, plus all the experts there. And we really need your help. But you don't need a promo code to do that donation, Brandon.
That's right. You sure don't.
Yeah. But thank you all for helping out. And if you want something, everybody, and to help out, you can do that way. Use promo code L77. Save up to 66% on all the MyPillow products. That helps everybody. That helps the network here. It helps all of my workers. We haven't had to lay anybody off in spite of all the attacks on Walmart. And we've just been attacked now by AdWords on Google, Bing, Yahoo, DuckDuck. They're going after it, Brandon. They're going after us here. They're going after MyPillow and I look over here at Facebook. It's disgusting. Only 260 people they're suppressing. I do want to say this, everybody. The Washington Post reached out to me today. That's the first breakthrough, Brand. They're going to do a hit job. When you get up to the Washington Post, it's a pretty big hit job they're going to do. And I was on the phone with the guy, Caitlin, what was it, over an hour? About an hour today. And the guy, his main concern was? Cast vote records. He says, well, why do you need those cast vote records? I said, well, the public can get them. He's doing a hit job on cast vote records, like it's some conspiracy, whatever, you know. People are getting educated, Brandon.
And by the way, here's a brand new article I just found 4 hours ago. You're making news here. Alabama voting machines challenged as unreliable in court hearing. 4 hours ago, MSN, Montgomery Court Circuit Judge Greg Griffin is holding a hearing today on a lawsuit that seeks to block Alabama's use of electronic ballot counting machines in the November election. Plaintiffs in the case claim the machines are unreliable and susceptible to hacking and tampering that can change election results. They have asked the court to order the state to count ballots by hand through a process outlined in their lawsuit. Attorney General Steve Marshall has asked the court to dismiss the case, saying the claims are based on speculation and innuendo. The lawsuit was filed in May by former gubernatorial candidate Lindy Blanchard, State Representative Tommy Haynes, a Republican from Jackson County, Dr. David Calderwood of Madison County, and Focus on America, a social welfare organization. Blanchard, who finished second to Governor Kay Ivey in the Republican primary, withdrew from the lawsuit. Dean Oldo, another Republican candidate for governor this year's primary, attended this meeting's hearing and said he supports the plaintiffs in the case.
Is that go down further. Is there more?
Continue reading.
That's it.
Yeah, then he's former Governor Don Singleman filed a statement supporting the plaintiffs. Singleman is expected to testify.
Go down to where it says Alabama Secretary of State, Crooked John Merrill. Oh, it doesn't say Crooked, should. Said no votes were changed.
Oh, you're mentioned. There you go. Look, you're mentioned right here.
What?
One of the lawyers representing the plaintiffs in the case is Andrew Parker of Minnesota, who has represented MyPillow founder and CEO in litigation related to Lindell's unsubstantiated claims about electronic vote tampering in the 2020 presidential election. Well, that's interesting, is they're reporting on people who say the machines are unreliable. They don't diss them, but they diss you.
Including, he claims that 100,000 votes were changed in Alabama. That's a true story. Crooked Alabama Secretary of State, communist lover John Merrill, said no votes were changed electronically in Alabama. John, you're a liar. I showed you. You are one of the biggest liars. You're right up there with Alan Duke with a lie like that. Merrill is a defendant in the case, along with five members of the Electronic Voting Committee. I'm sure they're a bunch of beauties. The Deputy Attorney General, blah, 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 urged the judge to dismiss.
Look at this. Hand counting, it may be difficult, Hinton told the judge. But you know what? Constitutional rights are often difficult to preserve. He's absolutely right.
Well, God bless him, yes. Everybody, the machine's got to go. And everybody, let's pray this judge in Alabama at least doesn't kick it out for standing. This is Alabama State Court. Remember, in Arizona, we did federal court. And we're going to keep going after these states, and we're going to get every machine melted down, turn them into prison bars, put your traitors like Alan Duke behind them, him and Zuckerberg together, and Brad Raffensperger, all of them going, we'll put little signs on the bars that say Dominion, ESNS, Smartmatic, Heart. You know, we'll change it up for them so they get a little variety.
That's the Lindell Report. Thanks for supporting Mike. Go to MyPillow.com, MyStore.com. Use the promo codes L77 to save and support.
Thanks, everybody on Facebook.
All at the same time as he thanks everybody on Facebook. All right, and thank you. Take care.
You're watching Lindell TV.